Shalom and praise be the name of Jesus. We continue to understand the mystery of Babylon, Revelation 17, and if you go to verses 17, not to 7, I could see that she was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, who are witnesses for Jesus. I stared at her in complete amazement. "Why are you so amazed?" the angel asked. "I'll tell you the mystery of this woman and of the beast with seven heads and 10 horns on which she rides." Now we are talking about understanding the mystery of this woman called Babylon. It's a mystery because it was not once known, now it is known. We said this is the countering of the bride of Jesus. She is compared to a woman, and she's called Babylon the Great, the mother of all prostitution and the mother of all obscenity. She is in the world, and she is there to counter the church. She kills the church. That's the purpose. And she kills the church through deception. She is defeated. Like in chapter 17, we are told that in the time of tribulation, she'll be defeated. One of the reasons why Jesus will come back on earth is actually to fight and defeat this woman. We'll be doing that in chapter 19. But this woman is compared to one world order. Today we can call her one world order. One world order means she wants to rule the world with oneness. I said the other day that she wants to rule the world with one religion, which we deal with in chapter 17. She wants to deal or to rule the world with not only one religion, but also one government. Not only one government. Number three, she wants to rule the world through one religion. Number four, she wants to rule the world through one media, using one media just to rule the world. Number five, she wants to rule the world through one entertainment, so that we're having only one entertainment, or it's coming from one source. If they want to close, they can close, and we're almost there. She wants to rule the world with one family, that you have got one family ethos, or one family values, which are vices, so to speak. She wants to rule the world through one economy, and all of the things that we call one world order. In chapter 17, and it's a mystery. If you go to the book of Matthew, chapter 28, we are going to discover that this entity, this woman, is a false teacher, is false prophet, is false teaching, is false religion. Now, the greatest of all those one we have talked about is the religion. If the religion is at the center, will be able to govern all the others. If the government comes through religion or comes as a religious entity, if the media comes through as a religious entity. Now, I want you to see that in Matthew 28, we are told what is the purpose or how they're able to thrive here on earth. Of course, it's to counter the truth in the world. Bible says we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. When Jesus resurrected, and the soldiers understood the resurrection, and they knew that Jesus had already resurrected, because they had, they had sealed the tomb, and they were guarding the tomb. And they went. The soldiers are in the morning before women came. They went to the city and found the religious people, and they said, Jesus has resurrected. And they devised a plan. They devised a very good plan, very good curriculum. And they said, It's true, he has resurrected. They knew that. But we want to devise a plan so that we can mislead the world. We want to write a script. And that script, we are told that it is there to this world. And this is what they said. You go back and say, when we were asleep, the disciples came and took his body. And then he said, once this information gets to the governor or to the leadership, we are going to cover you. We are going to tell them, and you'll be good. And so they were able to write a script. Then they gave the soldiers a lot of money to go and do that. And then they continued to propagate that information, and we are told that that false fake news is the one that fills the world to this very day. Somebody called Mark Twain says that falsehood and lies move throughout the half of the world before truth put on the shoe to start the race. That is interesting, that falsehood has already gone throughout half of the world before truth starts over. What does that tell you? It tells you that falsehood is already out here. And it is this falsehood, I want you to know that it has a curriculum. And the curriculum is Jesus is not resurrected. The curriculum is Jesus did not die. The curriculum is Jesus did not die. Jesus did not resurrect. Jesus did not ascend. Jesus is not seated on the right hand of God. Jesus will not come again soon. That's the curriculum. That's the script. It's written. Who are the preachers? I want you to see that they are using people who are armed, soldiers. These are the educators. They go out. We've got very many educators. We have got the masses as educators. We've got all the organizations as educators. We have got schools as educators. We have got families as educators. We've got all those that I've talked about. We have media as the educator. They are the one moving out and speaking. But now, not only the educators, we discover that they are backed up. They're backed up by the government. You see, the religious leader says, if it is known, we are going to cover you. Not only that, I want you to see that they were given a lot of money. It has been funded so much. All the economy is here to back up this false entity so that they can continue to confuse the world about Jesus. Actually, it's a countering of truth, because they shall, I told that they shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So this one counters the truth. It's all over the world, and it has got all what it takes. It has the money, it has the curriculum, it has the plan, and they devised a very good plan. So you discover that for the truth to be able to overcome these, it must be better than this woman. And here we are told is sitting on many waters, sitting on the people, sitting on the scarlet beast, sitting on the false teachers. It is sitting on the kings, and there he is. And he's got 7 heads, 10 horns on which he sits. And we want to continue to see that this entity began not now. It began in Genesis, when God said, you go and reproduce and fill the earth. In Genesis 9, this spirit is where it is first seen in the Bible, where they built a Babel. That's why it is called, it has a name, Babylon, or Babel. It's a confused, it means confusion. They said, we are not going to go. God said, you go. Then they say, we are not going to go. It is open rebellion. Babylon is the rule of men. Babylon is the plan of men. Babylon is disloyalty. Babylon is doing things contrary to the will of God. And this is what God is saying. It's a mystery. And God is going to tell us, Jesus is going to tell us more of this beast. Now, one time, it will continue, and we are told that we need to call this into mind. And he's sitting on the beast, and he's sitting on the 7 hills. So what are those 7 hills? Which the woman rules? We talked about the 7 rules. or seven, where she is seated is a seven, is the economy, is the government, is the media, is entertainment, is the religion, is the family. So that's where she's sitting. And they all represent those kings. They are kings. In each one of these mountains, there's a king that's going to reign here on earth. But this, we are told, that it is the one that all the kings of the earth have already ruled. Look at verse 5. Five kings have already fallen. The sixth one now reigns, and the seventh is yet to come. But his reign will be brief. Telling you that all the dispensation and the civilizations that have reigned on earth, starting from Egypt, going to Assyrian, this is the five one, going to Babylon, going to Medo-Persia, and going to Greece, and to the Romans, all of them were actually controlled by this woman all the time. And even the one who is coming, who is the Antichrist, shall be controlled by this woman. That's why we are told that she reigns with them. She has already conquered five, and six, and now the sixth one is coming, or was reigning on the sixth one currently, as John was writing, that was about the Rome, came and sat on the Rome. Do you know that the Roman Empire was conquered by prostitution, by this evil? That's what made the kings to fall. And even in the coming time, about the beast that is going to reign, this is going to operate through this woman or this adultery and all those provinces. May the Lord God save us in Jesus' name.